书写那个时候呢，那个时候还没有十字架这样的一种这样一种刑罚的这种刑具。
You know, so we all know that Jesus' last words were right from Psalm 22, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
知道耶稣在十字架上说的最后一句话说我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我那一句话呢，就是从诗篇二十二篇里面取来的。
But Jesus was telling his disciples to look at God's word, the Old Testament.
那耶稣基督呢，就在告诉他的门徒们要去看神的话语。那当时那个神的话语就是旧约的圣经。
You know, it talks about the fact that he would be surrounded by people that would attack him.
里面提到说，那些将要攻击他的人将要环绕他。
It says that they would pierce his hands and pierce his feet.
里面谈到他上受刑罚的时候，要用钉子穿过他的手掌，穿过他的脚科。
1,000 years ahead of time, David prophesied that they would actually cast lots for Jesus' clothes.
事情发生了一千年之前，那个时候，大卫的预言里面就已经说过，那些人呢要年秋，并且要分他的衣服。
And it described actually how he would be on the cross. It even said that he would be dehydrated, which is what happens.
而且更提到一些细节，说他将要挂在一个木头上，并且呢忍受这种饥渴。
And almost most amazingly is that God's word told us exactly what the people would say when they mocked him around the cross.
更加神奇的就是那个诗篇里面甚至记下了一千年之后钉他上十字架的那些人口中嘲弄他的时候说的那句话。
So this is amazing.
非常的神奇。
And Jesus, when he was resurrected, one of the first things he did was he spent 40 days going through God's word, the Old Testament, telling them how to interpret it according to his death and resurrection.
我们也知道耶稣复活之后做的第一件事情就是和门徒们一起待了40多天的时间，其中呢教导门徒怎样去读，怎样去理解圣经的话语。
And then as you go through the book of Acts, actually what you see is sort of preaching after preaching, and whether it be Peter or whether it be Paul, they basically said the same gospel message: Jesus' death, his resurrection, the fact that he's the Son of God. But most importantly, that this was all done according to God's plan, according to God's word.
使徒行传里面，这些使徒们奉主的命令，曾经多次宣讲过神的这个福音。福音的内容和耶稣教导的是一模一样，谈到他的出生、他的受死、他的复活和他的再来。
And so what I'd like to do is have us read today from one of those sermons.
所以今天呢，我们会从《使徒行传》里面这样使徒讲的一篇道当中来看一些经文。
That the Apostle Paul gave when he was in Turkey.
那这里呢是使徒保罗在当时，也就是今天的土耳其地区曾经传的一篇道。
So let's all rise and read this together, first in English and then Chinese.
好吧，我们一起站立，我们一起来朗读这一段话语。我们先用英文，之后用中文来读。
For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterances of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, these are condemning him. And though they found no ground for putting him to death, they asked the Pilate to be executed. They had carried out all that was written concerning him. They took him down from the cross, laid him in a tomb, but God raised him from the dead.
把他们关帐，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就把基督定了死罪，也应了先知的预言。虽然查不出他有当死的罪来，还是求比拉多杀他，竟成就了经上指着他所记的一切话，就把他从木头上取下来，放在坟墓里，
God Almighty, I pray that you would just really open up my mouth today to speak your word.
全能的上帝，我们还在这里求你今天打开我的口，让我在这里放胆全面的传讲你的福音。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。请坐。
I don't know, you probably don't know this, but I actually don't have many American friends.
不知道有一件事情你们是不是了解，因为我呢，朋友当中呢，我的朋友当中，美国人其实并不多。
Most of my friends here in Vancouver actually from the church are Chinese.
我在这个温哥华这个地方的朋友当中，大部分是华人。
But the last couple of years, when I talked to my American friends, some of them have said something about this ginkgo tree.
那上两年我和这个我的这个美国这些朋友聊天的时候呢，他们给我谈起一个这种银杏树，这个银杏树。
银杏树啊 ，Yeah. It's an ancient.
银杏。
银杏。Good. So, but they talk about this ancient tree that is still alive.
这个树呢非常古老，年龄非常古老，但是今天仍然在活着。
And I didn't know what they were meaning. At first, you know, I thought, well, maybe they're talking about ancient seeds that they found that they were put in the ground, or maybe a tree that they found that they planted and it came back to life.
一开始我还不太明白他讲的是什么，以为他是在说这个树的种子呢，很早很早以前曾经埋在过地下，现在又被发掘出来了，又种植成活了。
But this tree is actually 1400 years old.
但实际上他们这个意思呢，是说这个树，这棵树今天还在这个成长的这个树的本身已经是1400多年之久。
And it's in Dongnan Mountains.
什么？东南。
Oh, Dongnan.I'm sorry, Dongnan Shan. And it's called Guanyin Shu.
那树名呢叫做钟南山古观音。
And do you know that actually in the fall that there are 70,000 people a day that go and look at that tree when it's falling its leaves?
那每年秋天落叶的时候，70,000多人。都会去观赏这棵银杏树。
That's amazing.
这是很神奇的事情。
Well, first, I think it's amazing that 70,000 people a day would go look at a tree.
竟然有70,000多人去看一棵树，观赏一棵树。
But it's also amazing that a tree that is 1,400 years old is still alive.
更神奇的就是一棵一千四百多年之久的一棵树，今天还在这里，这个还在活着。
And it's still dropping its leaves, a beautiful sea of leaves.
而且还有这样这个很漂亮的叶子，每年秋天还都会有这种落叶结果。
You know, and 1400 years ago is about as long before Christ as Moses was around.
1400多年这样一个期限呢，就是说在基督之前1400多年，也就是摩西生长的那个年代。
But Jesus said everything that was spoken by Moses about him was to be fulfilled in his crucifixion.
耶稣亲口说过，摩西所说的关于他的一切的预言都要实现。
Jesus also said that what was written in the Psalms 1,000 years before him was actually fulfilled by detail in his death and resurrection.
耶稣也说过，诗篇里面关于他的记载。一千多年之前的记载，每一个细节都要实现。
Even what was written in the prophets, for example, Isaiah 53.
先知书里面以赛亚书53章所记载的。
So when Jesus was resurrected, one of the most important things for him was that he take his disciples and that for 40 days he had one.Bible study after another to talk about how the Old Testament was fulfilled in his death and resurrection.
所以基督复活之后呢，40天之久和门徒们一起查考旧约的圣经里面有关于他的记载，一次又一次， 提到说有关于他的这些预言怎样得到了实现。
You know, and what does he say? In Luke 24, it says, all things written about me in the law of Moses, the Pentateuch, in the prophets, and in the Psalms, they must be fulfilled.
而且路加二十四章里面说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话，都必须应验。
And Jesus focused on two things. He said, it's written that the Christ must suffer and that he would rise from the dead on the third day.
这些话呢，主要指两个方面的内容，一个就是他必要受害，另外一个就是第三日要从死里复活。
You know, and I think almost any quotation from the Old Testament that you find written, whether it's by Peter or by Paul, it all comes...from repeating this Bible study that Jesus had with his disciples.
新约里面彼得也好保罗也好他们反复传讲的这个福音里面最重要的两点也就是耶稣曾经告诉过他们的第一他要受害第二他要从死里复活。
And notice the focus of God's word, Easter.
所以呢神自己的话语里面反复强调的一个重点就是复活节，我们今天复活节所要庆祝的这个复活。
Are you amazed by God's word?
所以看到神的话语这样的神奇，你是不是觉得感到非常的惊奇？
Because if we're amazed by God's word, what it means is we're amazed by God's plan.
既然神的话语这样应验之道，这样的惊奇，这样的神奇，就表明说他很早以前已经预先定下了这样的一个救恩的计划。
If we stand in awe.Of God's word, we realize that God had this plan from before the foundation of the world that Jesus would die and be resurrected on Easter day, and that he revealed it in God's word.
就是说，甚至在创造世界之前那个时候，神已经定下这样一个计划，就是让主耶稣基督就要来到世间，而且要受害。而且要从死里复活，就是说我们今天复活节所庆祝的这个，已经那么久之前就预先预定了。
So as we go through the book of Acts, you're going to find the apostles, Peter, Paul, they preached Easter. That was the gospel message, Easter.
所以使徒行传里面彼得还有保罗二人所传讲的福音呢，反复的一个重点就是复活节。
And one of the things that they both said, whether it be on Pentecost or here in chapter 13, is that this was done according to God's word.
所以他们从不管是五旬节那个讲道也好，还是现在我们所看到的这个里面谈到的也好，强调的一个中心就是要耶稣要复活。
Toward the end of his sermon, Paul, he says, look, the people of Jerusalem, their rulers,They did not understand the prophets that they read every day, every Sabbath.
而且保罗呢，在这个讲到的最后说，就是说呢，这些官长还有以色列这些领袖，虽然每天都在读旧约的圣经，反复的读过，但却没有明白这个道理。
But notice what he says. He said, when they condemned Jesus, they were actually fulfilling God's word.
而且更神奇的就是，当他们定了耶稣的罪那个时候他们所做的那件事情恰恰就是神的话语里面所预言的一个事情。
And it says, you know, when they had no grounds to put him to death, and they still executed an innocent man, this was according to God's word.
查耶稣查不出任何的罪，然而呢，还是把他给杀了。这样一件不公平的事情恰恰也是神的话语之前就预言过的。
You know, what he says is everything that took place from his arrest, through his trial, through his crucifixion, to the resurrection, this was all written about him.
这些事先都已经写下来了，这些预言就是耶稣将要被定罪，并被杀，从木头上取下来，放在坟墓里等等一切的细节和过程都已经预先预定了。
Jesus was crucified according to God's word.
所以耶稣的被钉十字架这件事情就是神的话语就是按照神的话语一步一步得到了实现。
Now, the interesting thing is that Peter in chapter 4 even says Psalm 2 described Herod and Pilate coming together.
而且彼得在使徒行传第二章里面还提到说呢，这个比拉多还有这个希律两个人，以前是敌人，现在呢在惩治耶稣的事情上面反倒成了一个盟友。
Jesus was crucified according to God's word.
所以呢，主的被钉十字架这些事情，就是按照圣经的记载，是一步一步实现的。
Jesus was resurrected according to God's word.
同样，他的复活也是按照神的话语的记载。
You know, in this passage, what Paul says is, we are preaching the good news, the gospel of a promise made to the fathers.
所以呢，保罗是在说，我们所传讲的这个是一个好消息，一个福音。关乎基督的复活。
This is a promise that was revealed in God's word.
这是神预先向众先知所答应的一个允许的一个事情。
What promise?
那这个应许是什么？
It was the promise that God fulfilled when he raised Jesus from the dead.
就是说主把耶稣从死里复活的时候，这就是神事先预定的一个应许。
God raised Jesus from the dead according to God's word.
让耶稣从死里复活是神，这也是他自己事先的应许。
We stand in awe of his word.
所以看到神的话语这样的奇妙，我们感到非常的惊奇。
This morning is a celebration of what God revealed in his plan.
今早我们在这里庆祝的这个复活和复活节呢，就是神的圣经，神的话语几千年之前就已经定好的。
Now, an interesting thing is it says he was not only resurrected, but that he actually suffered no decay. His body did not break down at all.
不光是他从死里复活，而且按照圣经的记载，基督的身体呢没有遭受这种朽坏，就是腐烂，他的尸体没有过朽坏。
You know, if somebody dies 3 days later, their body is not the same.
知道一个人如果已经死了三天，他的这个尸体呢，三天之后会开始腐烂的。
I used to think it was kind of strange that this was an important point.
之前我不太明白为什么要提有关于朽坏这样一个很看起来很奇怪的一个事实。
Why is it so important that God through David would prophesy 1,000 years before Jesus' body would not suffer any decay.
为什么耶稣这个死之前一千多年之前大卫要预言这样的一个细节？
So notice what it says in verse 34. God, he raised him from the dead and he would not return to any kind of decay.
34节里面说神叫他从死里复活不再归于朽坏。
And then in 37 he says,He, Jesus, whom God raised from the dead, what happened? He did not suffer any decay.
果然，耶稣从死里复活，他并没有见朽坏。
And then the next verse is actually stated first by Peter in Acts 2.
所以下面这一节呢，是三十五节，也就是彼得在使徒行传第二章里面所讲的一句话。
And I think Peter actually quoted that verse because Jesus taught him to.
彼得之所以提这个事情，我想是因为主耶稣复活之后四十天之内，曾经向他做过这样的教导。
1,000 years before Easter, what God said in Psalm 16, "You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay."
复活就是说，耶稣复活之前一千多年的时候。主神呢借着这个诗篇详细的预言说他的尸体他的身体不会朽坏。
You know, and I'm actually slowly becoming convinced the reason is because Jesus was going to come back with the glorious body, the same body, kind of bodies that we would all have in the new heavens and the new earth.
我想原因呢是我越来越相信这个原因就是说将来主耶稣再来的时候那个荣耀的身体不会再朽坏，那个身体，也就是像我们每一个人将来要复活的时候所得到那个荣耀的身体一样。
So I think that this year, when the theme of God's word is God's word, we should actually look at Easter.
既然今年教会的主题是要查考神的话语，我想我们应该认真的来 学习查考圣经里面有关于复活的这些教导。
Not only is the basis for our hope in life,
这不但是我们永生盼望的一个根基。
But I think we need to realize that every single detail of his death and resurrection was planned and revealed in God's word.
而且呢，这不光是一个笼统的一个记载，而是说有关于主耶稣的他的受害，他的复活，等等这一切所有的当中的这些所谓的细微的这些细节和过程，神都会一一的让它实现。
Easter is a day of hope.
复活节是一个让人充满了盼望的一个日子。
Easter is a day of hope.
充满了盼望。
But it's a day of God's word.
但是呢，却是神的话语之前详细记载的一个节日。
You know, in Romans 14, Paul says that we should be reading God's word that it would give us a sense of encouragement and hope.
罗马书十四章，保罗说，我们读神的话语的时候，神的话语就会激励我们的信心。
You know, that it is the basis of our hope.
神的话，我们之所以有盼望，根基就在于神的话语。
But to understand that God is a God of hope.
而且还让我们认识到，我们所信的这位神，他也是一个教导让人有盼望的一个神。
And if God raised Jesus from the dead, according to his word, we know that every single promise in here, God will fulfill to us.
看到神既然在主耶稣的受难复活，所有的细节上一一信实的实现了，我们就知道神其他有关于我们的所有的应许，他也要亲自的实现。
But besides Jesus dying on the cross,
除了主在十字架上受害之外
for our sins,
他受死是为了我们的罪
and his being raised to a new life gives us new life,
主耶稣复活带给我们的是一个新生，一个新的生命，这样的一个盼望。
In this sermon, Paul goes on to say, there was a purpose for Jesus' resurrection.
而且保罗在这里继续讲了说，基督的复活是有一个重要的目的。
And this should not surprise us, because what did Paul say? I'm determined to know absolutely nothing among you except for two things.
一点也不奇怪，保罗再三的强调说，我在你们当中呢，我决意，我什么都不知道，只知道的就是两件事情。
Christ and him crucified.
第一就是基督，第二呢就是他的十字架。
And so when he has already preached Christ crucified and his resurrection, but he just preaches who Christ is.
保罗讲到主的受害，他的复活，之后呢就详细的论述这位基督是谁。
And he tells us that we have to recognize something in his resurrection.
主的复活里面呢，有一些非常重要的真理，我们必须要清楚的了解。
He said one of the purposes of God fulfilling this promise when he raised him from the dead is that we would know who Jesus is.
神让基督复活，其中的一个目的就是让我们能够清楚的了解认识基督是谁。
He quotes Psalm 2.
他并且引用了这个诗篇第二篇。
In Psalm 2, it says to Christ, "You are my son. Today I've begotten you."
那里面神这样说：“你是我的儿子，今日我生了你。”
You got to see, you know.Paul is applying the resurrection as proof for the fact that he's the Son of God.
所以保罗在这里的意思呢，就是说，恰恰就是因为他复活了，所以证明他是神的儿子这样的一个身份。
But what does he mean, today I have begotten you?
但是说今天我生了你，这个意思是什么？
You know, I mean, it kind of sounds like today on the resurrection day, Jesus has been born.
是不是就好像是在说，今天呢，基督复活，复活也就等于他 他被生下来。
But in Romans chapter 1, he kind of gives us a clear understanding of what he means.
罗马书一章好像是更对 对这个事情呢讲的好像更清晰了一点。
What does he say?
他这一节经文这么说。
You know, he says this. He was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead.
这里面呢就是说神是借着他从死里复活宣告一个事实就是说耶稣是神的儿子
Yeah, so today when we celebrate
今天我们所庆祝的时候
Communion
我们等一下要领圣餐
We're actually celebrating the Passover
所以我们领今天领这个圣餐呢也就是复活这个代表的是个复活
Which 1400 years before told us aboutWho Jesus is.
已经一千四百多年之耶稣复活之前一千四百多年的时候都已经事先预告过了。
And these two young men in front of us.
那今天我们有两位要受洗。
And when they are baptized, they are confessing what?
他们受洗的时候做众人面前一个宣告他宣告的这个内容就是说
Notice the questions that are asked at a baptism.
每次有人受洗的时候呢，我们都会问他几个问题。
Very simple.
很简单的问题。
You know, do you believe in God?
你是否相信有上帝有神
？Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God?
是否相信耶稣是神的儿子
？Do you believe that He died for your sins on the cross and that He was raised from the dead?
是否相信他为了你的罪死在十字架上，并且从死里复活
？And so, as they are baptized, that's what they're declaring to us.
那所以他们在这个受洗的时候呢，就是宣告了这样的一个信。
And I have a great wish for the two of you.
所以今天二位要受洗，我呢有一个很大的一个心愿。
You guys are both really smart.
你们两个看起来都是很聪明的孩子。
You're really smart.
Say it again.
I'll brag more about you than your mom and dad will. But your mom and dad brag about you.
你的父母可能不会那么夸你们，但是我会这样夸你们。
And so I just have one desire. I pray that the two of you will trust God's word through your whole life, and not only that, but that you will take all of your intelligence and studious diligence and apply it to God's word.
我呢的祈求就是说，你们俩二位在将来这个人生当中。能够把你所有的聪明才智，你所有的勤奋努力这样的一个性格呢，用在学习神的话语上面。
And a couple of weeks ago, the three of us, we studied that passage. It says what? You know, the greatest command: you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
几个星期之前，我们一起学习的时候。谈到过大诫命，就是要全心全意全力爱主你的神。
But how do you love God?
怎么爱他呢
？And one of the things that we did as the three is to go to Deuteronomy 3 and Deuteronomy 6 and read the whole chapter.
神命记六章就记载了，就有这样的教导。
You know, and what it says is the way that we love God. Are you guys listening? Because this is the second time I'm telling you this.
那今天是我在这里第二次给你们讲这个怎样这个神怎么个爱他法。
The way that you love God is you put God's word where? On your hand, how you do things. On your forehead, how you think and see things.
爱神呢，方法就是把他的话语放在你的哪里？放在你的手上，戴在你的额上。
And if you don't know what I'm talking about, that means you need to go to Deuteronomy 6 and see how we're supposed to love God.
所以，也不用去看别的地方，《神命记》六章里面就记载得很详细了。
And for you parents, one of the things I want you to know is that in Deuteronomy 6, it tells you, it tells me, the way that we love God is we diligently teach our own children His word. That's what it means to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
同样，《申命记》六章对于做父母的而言，说做父母的爱神的方式，就是要教导自己的孩子全心全意、全力去读神、爱神、读神的话语。
God's word's amazing. 1400 years before Jesus was born,